still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Of course, we're in the midst of that 8 o'clock hour. We're trying to give you a car, that 1979 Camaro. Celebrating our 40th anniversary, Phoenix.
Sweet Z28.
That's right, which means for our anniversary, we give you a big gift, and you let us put it in your butt, Phoenix. It's our 40th anniversary. Birthdays and anniversaries, Phoenix. You know your role in this. We got the bitchin' Camaro. It's a 1979 Camaro Z28 that has been renovated by our friends at New Image Paint and Body in Tempe. It's got an amazing sound system from Rockford Fosgate inside of it. You can check out all the ways to qualify to win this thing at 98kupd.com. But right now, you just need to text us, 97936, a word that I'm giving you today, because we were talking a lot about this, ghosts and haunts and all sorts of stuff. Apparition. Apparition is today's word. If you're a speller, then put it in there. 97936.
Are we all spellers?
Good, bad.
But we're all spellers.
But we all spell.
Going back to an old thing, you used to say you could spell it however you wanted to.
Sure.
Words didn't mean anything.
You can make up words.
Words don't mean anything.
They're added to the dictionary every year.
Yep, new words.
New words, so.
But they matter.
Go crazy.
They do matter. Organizing them in specific order is important to communication.
It helps.
It certainly does. Because there's eight grandmas. You can change the commas and the spelling of eight. And all of a sudden you'll have a few dead grandmas. Spelling's important. Yeah, so you can get all over that. 97936, apparition is today's word. If you get on that, then you can possibly be drawn. You'll get a phone call somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour from our friend Mark Randall down the hall. And he will get you all loaded up and ready to go. Because if you qualify, you get two tickets to Paradise. Holmberg's Happy Ending Comedy Show. That's a December 21st over at Celebrity Theater. And then, of course, you're in the finals for the drawing of the car, which they still seem to think will be happening on stage at Happy Ending. And it will not be. Perhaps we'll announce the winner. We'll announce a winner, but I'm not making a show of it.
Kibosh, is that in the dictionary?
Kibosh.
You know what was added? Swole.
Swole. Swole. Is woke added yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my woke dictionary's got it in there. Progressive Webster's.
If not, it will be.
It's going to be.
Cheesemonger's in there, Brady. It was added this year.
Man, that's been a while. That should have been in a long
well,
time ago.
Well, for your group.
Yeah.
For all us normals, it's a fairly new word. I got all these emails here. I don't want to say. Oh, anyway, apparition 97936. Am I supposed to read all these, Rich?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
Some responses.
Thank you, John. My wife and daughters are in the car, and you just taught my daughters valuable life lessons. Keep it cool. Give my wife a refresher, too. Yeah, calm it down. You don't get paid the full 100. That's all I'm saying. This says, what if your ex-husband was or is like Toledo's ex? I often would say, who's the girl in this relationship? Putting all my fears and emotion aside. This is from a woman. You won't tolerate a man who acts like that. That's why you women hate each other. Because, you know, at any given time, one of you is going to time bomb out right in the middle of a crucial situation, and you're all going to lose your minds. Ever been to a girl's birthday party up until they're about 15? One screams, they all scream. It's like your fire alarms. If one goes off, every room in the house starts chirping.
Free gifts on Oprah.
True. Yeah, you're going through it right now, I'm sure. If Caitlin has any kids over at all and one squeaks, all the fire alarms go off.
It's not even about anything.
No. Just one will scream.
They get excited. They start screaming. It's like, what the hell?
And it's our job as men to stamp down that excitement and turn them into the 40-year-old women they become.
I understand why dads used to leave and go to the bar.
I used to understand why they'd just leave. I still do. I left. I couldn't be part of my friend's kid's birthday party. I thought it would be a nice little event. He's got some beers. One kid screamed, and I'm like, what the hell is this? No one's reacting. That's what they do. Kill them. You have a pool and some rocks. Let's end this. That's what little girls do. Ugh. We are leaving. It's a catastrophe. This one says, I want to see if you could give my guys at Honeywell 6E a shout out, saying they are working hard and to keep it up. Well, I don't know that. Maybe they're not.
And maybe they're being lazy.
You say it. Evidently, you're an authority figure. I don't know if Honeywell's doing well. And then finally, this email says, well, I think enough time has passed for Eric to take his sweet cherry-smelling mother's ashes to go see Joker. Do you agree or disagree? I do agree. It is time Eric can go to Joker. And I think you can do it now.
Been thinking about it.
I think you
Lisa
can
Lisa wants
it.
To go. So
you should do it. I think enough time's passed now. The week it came out was the week you were going through, like, the freshest of the fresh stuff with your mom. And there's some stuff in there that you don't need to see. Now I think you're all right.
I got a little bothered yesterday. Cousin had a heart attack. And
No kidding.
So I had to talk to a bunch of family.
Ugh. Well, that's no good. And then they talked about, how old's your cousin?
52.
Oh, my goodness. Fat guy?
Smokes a lot.
Yeah.
Not a fat guy, really. They're out hunting. Luckily, he was there with his brother.
And his heart just stopped doing stuff.
Bad things.
Jeez Louise. Well, none of that's any good. Anyway.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll wait a couple days.
Hey, I also got an email that said, if Eric does that seance, can we do it on the air? You want to do that?
All right. I'll tell Lisa.
You have a
seance
here. You'll do it, but it has to be for the show.
Okay.
I will gladly have...
You want me to bring Lisa in for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's the one that loves this stuff.
Look, we need both sides represented.
Yeah, she's going to be on the other side.
I'll quietly sit down. I'll quietly sit down and
accept it. She'll be on the side with whoever's doing the seance.
Okay.
All right.
If she wants to team up with Looney Tunes, that's fine by me. And we'll have a Looney Tune communicator, a medium.
Who gets to pick this person out? Let Toledo find this.
You guys can find them. This is your thing. So if Lisa wants to. Well, no, because Lisa's going to weigh it and give him information. Toledo will find the medium. Find me a medium. If you are a medium, communicate that to me right now. Preferably through email, since that's how I actually get stuff. I know. They're idiots. So you could talk them into thinking that they could communicate thoughts through osmosis or something.
Reach out to Strong Bear.
Yeah, no.
That didn't end well.
Come on.
It's Toledo's fault.
He was a psychic.
Oh, that's true. There,
I predict the future. How about that real estate market? Bye. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Is Brady there? Well, shouldn't you know that?
That'd be fun on the air. Let's do that. It's Halloween time, you know.
You know, that if a true psychic would call like he used to and go, go get Brady. I'm like, I'm not sure he's here. He's over by the vending machines. Oh, okay. Psychic knows where he is.
He never said that.
Oh, he should have called him and said, hey, I can't find Brady. He's not answering his phone. Oh, he's at home, but he's asleep. Okay, thanks.
So here's the Google search on Near Us. The third choice is chicks with spiritual gifts.
Well, there's
the second one is simply Bob the Psychic.
Bob the Psychic.
Bob the Psychic.
He performs at the Renaissance Festival.
A dude, though? Really? I thought they were all chicks. I thought it was all chicks that did that.
Can Lisa get down here in the next 20 minutes?
Courtney Long has given herself a bunch of letters after her name.
Bob the Psychic, by the way, is closed.
Yeah, it opens at noon.
He opens at 12 because Bob the Psychic ain't getting up early for this.
Yeah, we ain't going to be able to get one.
I can talk to the dead, but not until lunch.
20 minutes. And we'll have to schedule this for later in the week, maybe.
Oh, I am my own boss. Keep it down, Dad. I'm going to sleep till 11. Bob the Psychic is a moron.
Of course he is.
You know what's great? He knew I was going to make fun of him yesterday.
Of course he did.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be hell for old Bob the Psychic. Why, Bob? This radio asshole's going to go after me. How do you know? Bob the Psychic. Good news is I won't be up to hear it. I don't get up till 11:30. Time to open up the old psychic shop. Click.
There you go. Open sign
is a buzz. Oh, that's Bob the Psychic, all right. And there he is with a dude with a grip of cash.
No, that's tarot cards. Bob. That's tarot cards.
Oh, they're tarot cards. I thought he had a wad of Benjamins.
It doesn't like cash in there.
Look what Bob the Psychic did for me. I wandered in there around 1 in the afternoon.
Bob the Psychic hasn't gotten with the times, though. He has no website.
He doesn't need a website. He knows you're coming.
Chicks with spiritual gifts have a website, though.
What do they look like? There's more than one of them.
Change this.
What time do they open? They got Bob the Psychic beat by a couple hours.
I'm not seeing any hours here.
You know, I like that Bob the Psychic just goes with that name, too. Should I call it Mystical Healing, or how about just Bob the Psychic?
Jennifer Ray, Psychic Meaning, has one review, 5-star.
Lisa texting me. She's like, oh, I'm listening. It's not a seance. Y'all dumb. Is what
Y'all dumb. What is it if you're talking to the dead?
I don't know. What is it then? Let me find out.
Here's chicks with spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm. She looks lost.
I thought that was a seance.
It is a seance. Raising the dead footage. And having a conversation with them through a medium is it's a seance.
Pretty sure.
What else is it?
Let's see what she texted.
It's an intergalactic space conversation between two entities in different realms.
Oh, God. Call Bob the psychic.
Yeah, I think when you hear the seance, you think in the sitting around a table. Ooh. And the
chicks with
crystal ball in the center. Yeah. And
Chicks with Spiritual Gifts does something called photo readings. So bring a picture of your mom in.
Okay. They can look at her and tell all
into that. Oh, geez, smoker. What? How'd you do that?
Hello.
You're amazing.
Hey, Bob the psychic.
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, I got a big problem. I got to talk to some dead people.
Three more hours and 20 minutes until we're open. Dead people don't talk until after 12 Pacific.
Was that right? So on the East Coast?
Yeah, it's like 3 o'clock. You get to the ghosts at 3. That's why we always do it at night.
So no ghosts until noon?
Yeah, it's not. It's thanks for calling Bob Psychic.
At midnight, Bob heads to the ballet.
What does that mean?
He goes to the gentleman's club.
He goes...
Bob was up late last night. Bob was talking to the dead. I was talking to the dead until like 3. So I need Bob needs a rest. All the ghosts are asleep.
Bob the psychic, you're an asshole. For opening. You should have available 24 hours. Because you can't say that you can open and close and talk to the dead in your hours. You don't know what clock they're on?
Chicks with Spiritual Gifts get $170 an hour, John.
Jesus,
who's paying?
Christ,
this? You're paying for it, right?
No, it's your thing.
You want to do
this?
Right,
I'll do it on the air. I'll get it in here. I'll sponsor it.
Get it sponsored. Yeah.
Yeah.
Available in person, by phone, FaceTime, or Skype.
Actually,
for $80, 30
Skype
minutes. Ghost. That's all we
get
need.
Get out of here now, Skype. Shut your lying mouth.
Shut the F up.
We can Skype your ghost.
Oh, you are a swindling machine with your gifts.
Now they got to come down here and do this in person.
You should get a goddamn job and hand this gift out for free. The fact you're making
money. Now you
money.
Can't be all attacking the.
I won't. I won't say a word. I'll tell them I think they're stupid, but then we're done talking.
The
I don't
photo
talk
reading
to them.
Is $80 and it's done via email.
What?
Hey, we had the. We should get diagnosed with her illnesses over a picture.
Who? I know. Downstairs. Is she better? I've been to lunch with Lisa. Lisa sends pictures to this healer downstairs, Lisa Fairchild Sally. Sends pictures of herself to this healer, and he's like, you're not good enough iron.
You need more iron.
You need a rock that emits positive energy. So she bought this stupid rock. It's at her desk, and it puts a light bulb in it.
100-pound Himalayan
salt. That's what that thing is?
Yeah, it's a salt rock. And she goes, it's supposed to help with my allergies. So we go to lunch, and me and Jill and Lisa a while ago go to lunch. And she's looking at the menu and going, I can't have any of this. I'm like, well, send a photo of yourself to the guy and see what you can order.
Yeah.
She said, I don't do that anymore. I'm like, why? It wasn't helping. Of course it wasn't helping. Nowhere ever have I been to the urgent care and the guy's like, I don't have time for any of this. Everybody just take this Polaroid, take a shot of yourself, and I'll give you some medicine.
What do you do? I'm a photo doc.
I doctor photos. Oh. What's wrong with this guy? Oh,
I watched some show about this. Like, women are more connected with their feelings and are more part of the universe than men are.
They're just more believable.
So they that's why they're more sensitive to all the apparitions around them.
They're gullible because their emotions get in the way. Their emotions get in the way of logic.
Science, John.
No, it's not.
It's
science. I'm giving you science. Your emotions will eliminate logic. That's a scientific fact. David Endres fires over and he goes, man, chicks with spiritual dicks sounds interesting. Is that real? No, that's not what we said, David.
I haven't put that in a porn search.
Bob the psychic, it's 8:43. Did you guys realize I don't open for 2 hours, 21 minutes?
Bob, I need you right now. My mother's dead and my wife's going crazy and she needs to talk to my dead mom.
I just, not till noon. I swear to God, if anybody calls me again, I'm gonna unleash all the Holy Spirits on you guys.
We had to call him early. See if it wakes him up.
Give Bob a ring.
We'll call him on the air.
What's his number? I don't know how to work his phone.
Dang it. I'll work it.
You do it. Call Bob on the air. We'll take a break.
At least leave a message, yeah.
Hey, Bob. the psychic.
I got a guy over here.
Hey, Bob. The psychic. Yeah, I got a guy I got to talk to before 10. I'm meeting with a ghost at 10, and I was hoping maybe you could help out.
Oh, no, that's not a ghost.
Austin. Ghosts are very, very sensitive to mornings. Now, most ghosts are black.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's weird.
See, they don't get up till like.
If you make fun of them, they're not coming in.
You don't hear too many.
I'll make fun of Bob the psychic for his
stories.
Hours.
It's always at night.
Right, that's what Bob says.
Yeah.
Why would I get up early for this? Ghosts are at rest.
Bob looks like a happy guy.
Sure he does. He also looks like Oswald Cobblepot.
Come on.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, he's Wallace Let's Shawn and the Penguin.
Shot. I like Bob. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Pudgy bastard.
Poor little fella. Is that his chick? Or is that the lady who left him, I mean?
And you're awful.
I am. But I'm not as awful as Bob the psychic who takes money from desperate people and calls himself a medium. I'm the good one, by the way. I'm not awful because I never said, here's your dead mother's message, $50, please. Because I'm not a grifter asshole like Bob the psychic.
So if you had the gift, you would...
I would give it for free.
Tell people what their loved ones are saying?
Directly. And I mean directly up to that Nobel Peace thing. And I'd say, hook me up and watch this. And I got a gift, and I would keep this job, and I'd be like, I don't like to exploit it. I'm not going to exploit it.
Well, you have
this.
A gift of impressions. You can do impressions. Why sure. not do that for free?
Because impressions aren't toying with people's emotions.
Makes people happy. You could go down to the children's hospital and just do impressions all
I'm
day.
Not, you know what I can't do? It's like somebody's like, my son's been missing for months. Can you do a few Jimmy Stewart lines? Help me out. I'm not going to do that. Here's $50 for Jimmy Stewart impressions. My son would have loved this. Maybe through your impressions, we can find his dead corpse. I think if you just hold hands with like 30 people and kick high grass, you'll eventually get to him.
I'm just saying, you have a gift. You could use your gift for free.
This is,
for free.
Jamie Clark.
This is Jamie Clark and his
he just stands them up in a row.
Right.
It's a good-looking group.
I don't want to judge, but that's about what I expected from a group of people looking for a reading.
Looking for answers. And that's a sad group of people that have turned to a guy who charges them to say he can talk to ghosts. That's a pathetic position to put people in. They are some of the scum of the earth.
Look at him.
To sit and tell you that they can speak to dead
there,
people.
John.
Hey, I'm curious. I want to see if somebody – what if somebody comes in here and tells me stuff about my mom that like
Nobel Peace
nobody
Prize.
Knew?
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I'm not sure Bob is your guy because Bob looks like he's more – it says – success, he's jobs, careers. I don't think he's...
Bob is not your guy for another I don't like 3 hours.
I mean, I'm curious if somebody could nail it. Like,
oh, I'll nail it, but not for another 3 hours, 12 minutes, and 31 seconds.
Hey, if I was an entrepreneur like that, I'd...
Look at this guy.
Jamie Clark.
This Jamie Clark guy might be the... He's a big dude, and I'm a little afraid of his physique, but you're a dick, too. You have missing children? Let's kick the high grass together.
Come on, man. He took... pictures of Tempe Town Lake.
And they're all haloed in the back like he's announcing his gift.
There's ghosts in his photo.
You harm people's brains doing this kind of stuff.
Even
it's
live,
dangerous.
Bro?
You're taking someone's most... Think of the emotions you've gone through since your mom passed. And now think of paying somebody who says, I can still talk to her. Asshole.
Well, I'm not going to be paying. We're going to do
it. We'll do it. It's smart now. The way you're doing it is a great idea.
I want to see if it's real.
And it is a seance. Oh, and then that's Sedona.
Oh,
take him up
gold.
To Sedona and stick him in that vortex. This guy's a dick, too.
Take a picture of the drone, taking a picture of him.
Yeah, I have no respect. That's kind of a neat shot, I got to say. If a ghost took that picture of the drone, taking a picture of Jamie, that's kind of neat. I don't know how he did that. I guess he floated it down to a guy taller than 5'4", because Jamie doesn't look that high. He won the American Psychic of the Year Award.
That's your guy right there.
He should have
presented by, that I can't looks, quite read by.
Listen, that photo might be doctored just a touch.
If you're so against this, why'd you have Thunder Bear on for years?
For laughs. It was fun. We had him on for a year and a half, but it was fun. Like
it's
it was a
strong
funny
bear.
Thing and strong, strong Thunder
yeah,
Bear.
Yeah, strong bear. I get. Oh yeah, there's Thunder Bear Thunder Wagon. Bear.
I found great fun in it for a little while until I realized, he would actually take someone with a missing or dead person in their life and tell them he has powers to save that person or find them and prey on somebody's bone marrow of emotion and suck it out of them and then have the nerve afterwards to say, "Give me some money for that." That's awful. That is an awful thing to
do. It's a gutsy move.
It really is. It's just that you would never go to a funeral and go, I know this is unexpected that your Sid's baby's gone. I can talk to him. Of course that woman's at her weakest moment, and she's going to fork over cash at that moment. It's like it's preying on very desperate, sad people with something impossible and then giving them hope. Because
but they
when
say
you
directly,
feel,
they go, they, you know, he'd say, I don't talk directly to them. I can just tell you about.
That's not true. Some of them say they can talk directly to them.
I'm just saying what Strong Bear would say.
Strong Bear was a swindler.
You know, one day I had that half hour talk with him. He called me.
He's a swindler like you. You gave him enough information for him to generalize something you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it gave you thought to give him a few answers without even realizing. Penn Jillette.
But some of it got really wild. I'm like, really?
No, Penn Jillette.
Maybe Brady's a believer, you know?
You can believe all you want. I didn't know you were retarded, really. But you can believe it. I thought you were pretty normal, but evidently here's some jelly beans and half a banana. Go nuts.
By the way, guys, now that you woke me, I think I'm going to have to charge you.
Every morning.
It was free.
Every morning he goes and pulls that chain on his open sign and goes, ah.
He might be living his best life.
No, he's not. That's a new phrase for you. You learned that from something. He's saying that a lot lately. You're crutching on that one a little bit.
I am. What seminar did you go to?
Was that in a real estate class?
It was probably a sales seminar. Some asshole told me that after my mom died.
You're living your best life like she did, bro.
It was the pastor guy.
Yeah, there you go.
It was the wolf pastor guy that was there right after, so it's like stuck in my head now.
Yeah, he gave you some words, and now he's like, hey, man.
Home.
How about a couple bucks for the new phrase? You swindler, piece of garbage. You're taking advantage of me at my lowest. Of course, I'm easy to take. I'm vulnerable right now. Why are you saying you can talk to the one person I can no longer ever see again? Because I know there's money in it. Mm. You're an asshole. Bob, the psychic. I need a nap.
I got to get out of here. I talked to the dead for hours yesterday. I'm just beat.
You think he ever comes home to the, no, I was going to say he comes home to his wife. That doesn't happen. He comes home and he tells his cats, like, guys, I gotta hit the sack. I've been talking to dead people. I'm done. It's a long day for old Bob the psychic. I've predicted so many things. I knew you guys would be unhappy about this, but I got to go.
Leave some kibble for my Azrael.
Kind of making him a little Belichick-y.
Yeah, probably going to give up about 7 points a game this year.
But Bob, on to the next question.
Yeah.
We're on to the next dead guy.
Bob, can I ask you a question about Cincinnati?
We're on to the next dead guy.
Can you talk to my mom, Bob?
I already talked to your mother. We're on to the next dead guy.
What? Come on.
Not a whole lot to report there.
Does she love me?
But she said things about emotions and we're going to assess that and evaluate it. It's not perfect. It's good.
Bob the psychic, Belichick. Wouldn't it be great if it was Bob Belichick? We never knew about his dumb brother who lives in Phoenix and gets up at 11:30 and talks to dead people for a couple hours and goes back to the strip club. Hey, Bob, where's your neck? Anyway. Oh, don't get me started on those people. Those life coaches and psychics. Man, I tell you what. You got a lot of nerve. Anyway. Yeah,
our buddy Mender was a life coach.
Exactly. Anybody can do it. That guy can't figure out how to tie his own shoes. He's going to coach you through life?
He has a very positive attitude. I like that about Mender.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah. You know when he's not real positive? Walking across a street by himself.
That's true.
Yeah. I need somebody to cross the street without help to coach my life. He's blind. And he hasn't accomplished anything. He's going to tell me he was a comedian. Remember, he's a comedian? Now he's a life coach? You know what was the funniest job he ever took? Life coach. He was funnier as a life coach. Good luck. You might win yourself a Camaro.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.